Good evening. Dear honored guests, dear coalition members and friends, ladies and gentlemen, it was in that Annus Mirabilis we have been talking about in 1989 that many of us first heard the name of a young Hungarian reform minister in Romania, the Reverend László Tőkés. As a persistent critic of that harsh communist dictatorship, he preached against his government's human rights abuses, its forced systemization program, the destruction of historic Hungarian churches and villages. As you saw in the Fall of Communism video, when the feared Romanian Securitate attempted to evict him from his church in Temeshvara, a human chain of hundreds, Romanians and Hungarians alike, surrounded his family and church to protect him. The ensuing confrontation helped ignite the Romanian Revolution of December 1989. Let's listen together for a few minutes to the interview made by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation for its witness video in which Mr. Tőkés describes his life in the late 1980s.
These were the everyday harassment and persecution for anything what you did. If you spoke about, if you preached about the truth of God and you gave an example from the society, from the everyday social life, that was surveilled and you were called to the Securitate and persecuted for that sermon. You could not speak, you could not organize, you could not make that activity which is, as a matter of fact, the obligation of a priest. László Tőkés, former bishop of the Hungarian Reformed Church from Romania, Transylvania, as a double minority in an atheist and anti-Hungarian nationalist state, our situation was very difficult and we had to face the last Stalinist type communist dictatorship of Nicolae Ceaușescu. He was a megaloman communist dictator who deprived the Romanian people of all his rights, the fundamental human rights, freedom of speech, the freedom of assembly, the freedom of conscience and thought. The generation of my father, who is also a minister, they were all imprisoned, harassed, restricted in an unbelievable measure. I started a movement of evangelization amongst the youth. This activity, we had to face all the time the presence of the Securitate and that of the Romanian Communist Party. Our activity was prohibited. The Romanian society was intimidated. Nobody dared to speak out. Without facing the communist past, we cannot continue our fight for democracy and for full freedom. Thank you.
Sadly, the initial euphoria felt after the fall of the Ceausescu's regime soon gave way to the realization that after 42 years of communist dictatorship, Romanian society as a whole, and within that, the historic Hungarian community, had enormous challenges to overcome. In early 1990, László Tőkés was elected bishop of the Királyhágó-Melléki Hungarian Reformed Church District in Romania. His tasks were enormous: to heal the wounds inflicted on Hungarians by systematic discrimination and forced assimilation, and to rebuild the extensive network of confiscated Hungarian religious and cultural institutions. When it became obvious that local officials would overrule legal actions and prevent full church restitution, Bishop Tőkés realized new institutions must be established, and he did that. Churches, schools, including the Christian University of Partium in Nagyvárad, Oradea, orphanages, and homes for the elderly. In addition to being a servant of God, László Tőkés soon found himself following a long-standing Transylvanian tradition, that of a religious leader who enters the political arena to advocate his community's aspirations. His explanation: our church has an ancient revolutionary tradition. We think to protest is the very essence of being a Protestant. He made numerous trips to the United States, often meeting Congressman Lantos, working with HHRF and the coalition, and testifying before Congress to bring global attention to the continuing denial of human rights in his homeland. At the same time, during his travels to Italy, Spain, Finland, and Switzerland, Mr. Tőkés observed that in those countries, autonomy provided equality and justice for the historic minority communities. Returning to Romania, he advocated strongly for the same: self-government, local autonomy for Hungarians as the only way for them to make decisions affecting their daily lives and to maintain their identity. In 2007, László Tőkés won a seat as an independent candidate and was later elected vice president of the European Parliament. Just this past Sunday, he won re-election, not on the Romanian, but on the Hungarian Fidesz list. This makes László Tőkés the only European Parliament member elected by two different countries who represents one nation. In a Europe that is home to 30 million minorities, he often declares that autonomy is not a problem. It is the solution for peaceful coexistence of minorities with the majority. He has raised his voice in support of many issues: for religious freedom in China, against human rights abuses in Belarus, China, Myanmar, Tibet, and in other countries. He has also urged the European Union to honor its Christian tradition of European history and to condemn the crimes of communism. In 2009, the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation awarded László Tőkés the Truman Reagan Medal of Freedom for his lifelong commitment to promoting freedom and democracy and opposing communism and tyranny. Later that year, the Romanian government, in a first-ever acknowledgement of his role in 1989, awarded him the Star of Romania, an honor they have since threatened to rescind. Their reason: Mr. Tokesh's continued outspoken strong advocacy of self-government for Hungarians in Romania. Tonight, I am honored to be able to present, on behalf of the Hungarian American Coalition, László Tőkés, an award for his continued commitment and uncommon courage often demonstrated in the last 24 years. And László, this is an award that will never be rescinded. Thank you. me read you the language of the award. 2014 honoree in recognition of Laszlo Tőkés, whose courageous advocacy of the human and collective rights of Hungarians in the Carpathian Basin has strengthened their resolve to maintain their Hungarian identity, and whose longstanding cooperation with the Hungarian American Coalition has advanced our nation's heritage worldwide. Thank you.
Nagyon szépen köszönöm.